working full time and going to school full time and do.
And nobody knows this more than either divorced couples, single parents, or young kids that had to raise themselves. Or just simple independent adults that they don't get any support from their family whatsoever. I've been on my own since I was 17 years old, and even before that, pretty much my parents, even starting middle school, I had to pay for my own cell phone. If I wanted a cell phone, I had to pay for that on a monthly, or I used to pay for minutes. I used to go to Walmart and pay for minutes on that. Something that, and then when it came time to me working, I was working full time as soon as I could even get a job, which started about at 15 years old, because my mom's friend owned a business, and I worked part-time / full-time there. They only allowed full-time hours, so I just worked there. Anyway, and then pretty much by the time I got a car was when my parents said, okay, now you're responsible for your car, anything to do with your car, insurance, phone, all of that kind of stuff. I was even buying my own clothes. I was buying pretty much everything for myself, even food at that point. Going to the store and just buying things that I wanted and keeping it in my room. I had a bookshelf that I had. Basically, I had the standard things in my room, which were, had a bookshelf, a really old TV that my neighbors gave me. My car was my great-grandfather's last car before he passed away. So that car was donated to me. And then, My twin bed was from a garage sale. It was $25. It was some twin bed that I had. A dresser, and then the closet. I didn't have a very big room. It was about the size of, like, somebody's small walk-in closet. I was even lucky I had my own room, because I'm a middle kid, so. My older sister moved out at 16. I moved out at 17. I've been on my own since then. I have not moved back because my parents said that I was never allowed to, and that they even threatened me when I was moving out. They're like, okay, well, don't expect any support from us whatsoever when you move out. And I said, okay, I won't have to because I have a full-time job and I make enough money for me to live on. So plus I was moving in with a roommate at the time when I first moved out. It was one of my best friend's sisters that I grew up with, and her mom owned the house that we were renting, and lucky I actually got to rent a house right at the age of 17. So yeah, she let us go ahead and just sign the paper, the contract for that and whatnot, moving out and moving in with the roommate. And rent was like $800 for the house, so that was pretty affordable. And it was like $400 each person. So for me at 17, that's a lot of money it definitely wasn't $800 renting the house, but it was $400 coming out of my paychecks, which I was only making, what, $7.25, maybe $9 an hour at that time? Yeah. You guys think that $15 an hour is barely crazy now? The $15 that you guys are making now, a minimum, is like our $7.25 that we used to make. Like 12 years ago. It's nuts. Obviously, rent and stuff like that has increased over time. Like, I even remember when apartments were like $500 for like a studio apartment, or one-bedroom apartments were like $650. Even just 3 years ago, I had this hotel, a apartment that I was renting, and I was paying like $750 a month for it. It wasn't like the best apartment, but it got me by. It was a one bedroom, had all wood floors, and had my bathroom, dishwasher, oven, all of it. I had a friend that was renting a 1,000 square foot apartment, like downtown, and their rent went up to like $1,300 for a 1,000 square foot apartment, and they didn't even have like a dishwasher. Their appliances were super old. Now, it was in one of those more historical buildings, so I kind of understand as to why they were upping the prices and stuff for the square footage and all, but it's insane, like, how prices have gone up just in the last few years. I bet you that old apartment that I used to rent, mine was, I think, like, 800, 900 square feet for, like, $750. Like, that's a good deal. And they had garages, too, so I didn't pay for the garage at the time or whatnot, but anyway, I'm getting out of control with the what's going on here. So yeah, I literally have been on my own since I was like 16, 17 years old, and I've been paying my own bills since then. Now, I have been living with boyfriends since a little bit after I lived on my own, since I was with my ex for 9 years, but we only lived together for 6. So the amount of time that him and I were not together, I was living on my own. Even when I was living with him, I still paid my own bills. I still paid half the rent. I still paid like all of my stuff, including some of the things that we had to pay for the house and all that kind of stuff, or the apartments that we lived in. Just in the last like 12 years, I've lived in like 12 different places. It's crazy. Like, I've lived so many places. It's nuts. And I've lost certain things over the years, and it's just crazy on how much has happened in the last 12 years. Not only with economy, schooling. I have my associate's degree in photography. I have a licensed photography business, which I don't really do. I do like doing art and stuff, which I thought about going back to school for that, but schooling, I don't really want to get into any more debt, especially with the economy and how it's going and whatnot. I just want to be debt-free, to be honest. That's me. I was never taught how to manage money growing up. My family is broke as shit. Like, I have some family members that have been in prison, gotten homeless, and had to rebuild their lives doing that kind of thing. And even my parents, they have, like, gambling problems and money problems. And whenever I have money, they're always like, oh, I wish I had that. So, yeah. So, if you guys want to, like, judge me on my situation right now, yeah, I've been through it with my current partner and all that within the last like 3 years. Before that, I was living on my own for about 2-3 years at my apartment, just enjoying my life. And then I moved in with him, and things have just gone to shit or whatever. But I would almost rather, I've literally just been putting up with what's been going on in here, because of the economy and how it's been affecting like everybody out there. And I just don't even want to do that anymore. Like, that's like, that's what's kind of holding me back from being by myself again, because I have so much financial freedom right now that it's insane. Yeah, I don't know. The economy sucks in the United States. That's just all I can say. Being on your own really sucks. It really does. Especially when you're going to school and your family just says fuck you and whatnot. That's even worse.